Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.
Growing up around my family and my household, it was always fun. We always have excitements. But, you know, going to school sometimes, I was a troubled child. Always protecting my little brother. Immature at the time, you could say. Always fighting, getting into trouble and stuff like that. Discovered football as a, you know, interest when I saw an NFL game on TV and guys were just like killing each other, literally killing each other on the field. And I was like, they're not getting in trouble for that. So I went to Sheepshead Bay because they take all the trouble kids. The first year we played, it was like, we didn't know how much hard work to put into it. So out of shape, you know, didn't know how physical it was. And it just being mentally tough because you're always around your mom, being babied all the time. So you finally get to, you know, coaching and get out there. It's like, okay, I can handle this now.
When he walked in the door, I saw a good-sized kid. Kind of evaluate kids when they come in more on their desire and their hustle, heart and hustle, than their size. Rashad had all of that.
My sophomore year, I made a dumb decision and fought one of my teammates. Then I got suspended from the school for like maybe 3 days. And then Coach Snyder suspended me from the team. And I thought I was kicked off the team. So my dad's like, you sure you want to transfer? And I told him, I said, yeah, you know, if I'm not going to be on the team, like, there's no point in me being here. And Coach Snyder said, no, it's not good to run away from your problems and to deal with it and deal with the consequences. So that stuck with me. And I earned my way back on the team. And he said, you know, imagine if you really left, you would never have learned your lesson. You would think that's okay to run away from your problems. Which I understood, like, okay, you know, nothing's ever going to be handed to you, Rashad. It doesn't matter if you're a good player or not. You still, you know, replaceable pretty much.
His sophomore year, we brought him up to the varsity, to play varsity. By his senior year, he was definitely the best lineman in the city. And even if they chose somebody else, that wouldn't have convinced me. All that would have convinced me is that they overlooked Rashad. I never told him this, but I said to other coaches, nobody's going to stop him. They're not going to stop him.
My sophomore year, we played Erasmus, you know. I was getting pushed around, and my coach came to me after the game. The next day, we watched film. He said, you know, Rashad, we should give you a single-digit number or running back number. I said, why? Because you're in the backfield more than our running backs. You know, I took it to heart. I was mad. So I told myself I would never get pushed around like I did ever again, which made me work harder on offseason and stuff like that.
I just think Rashad wanted to make it to the next level, you know. And he certainly had the desire also to graduate from college. You know, he knew what to do in the classroom and outside the classroom. He knew how to balance things.
Say that you a baller. You lame, can't
play
this game.
Ball is picked up. Touchdown, Old Dominion. It's Rashad Coward. Another scoop and score.
ODU, I got a Facebook offer from Coach Z. Yes. Facebook offer, and I was like, you know, it's better than nothing, you know. When I went down there, everything felt right. No drama, no trouble, and just a new start. And Coach Z was like, you know, you might be the gem of the class with no stars, which worked out.
He embraces the D-line mentality and the mentality of the trenches, right? He's going to go in there. He's going to be physical. He's going to muck it up. The grit and the toughness that he brought to the field and the want to and willingness to go do it. So you can't necessarily coach those things all the time. He showed up ready with the right mindset to get to work and get the job done.
The NFL draft for 2017 is officially open.
That process is driving me crazy. And I was frustrated at first. I told my sister, like, you know, I'm really mad because all this calls and talking to you about they really like you, then they'll pull the trigger. I said, I'm just going to make them, you know, regret it at the end of the day. Chicago Bears coach called me. He said, Rashad, you know, we don't have a six-round pick, but, you know, we're offering you a free agent contract. We want to be the first ones to offer because we really want you here. And my sister looked at me like, you know, this is what you live for, Rashad, so don't worry about getting drafted. Just go get that spot.
He has the skills to back it up, and he has the size and strength to back it up also. So his passion is what will get him to that level.
He always knew no matter what, when I get drafted a free agent, I got to go there and I got to get to work. So that's his mentality, and I know that's how he's going to approach this.
I've been waiting for this, like, since high school, watching guys I played against in high school get drafted or get picked up and making the most of that opportunity, and I know I could do it too.
Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.